This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good afternoon, good evening, and good morning, Power Hour Nation. It is 3/27/2018. Welcome to the Power Hour Radio Show. I'm your host, Daniel Brigman. You probably already knew that, though. We have a little bit of an unusual beginning. We're going straight to the guests, straight to the heavy hitters. We have Jerome Corsi holding on the line. He, of course, needs little introduction to our audience. He's a New York Times bestselling author, a lot of research about Obama, about his birth certificate, what have you. He's also a Washington correspondent for InfoWars. His new book, Killing the Deep State, The Fight to Save President Trump. That's what we're going to be talking about, maybe some other stuff. Jerome Corsi, welcome to the Power Hour.
Great to be with you. Thank you.
Very good. I get a lot of books to read. There's no question. And I'm going to have to confess, I don't read many of them. I skim or I see little parts. Your book is very compelling. I found myself upset I didn't have enough time to read the whole thing. Very good. You're a very good writer, my friend.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that greatly.
On chapter 11, I'm going to read the first sentence of that chapter. The central premise of this book is that President Trump is the target of a coup d'etat being undertaken by the deep state, including the CIA, NSA, and other intelligence agencies that maintain a commitment to a globalist New World Order. Kind of sums up your book there. Give us a little bit of background on the deep state and where they are in this fight to remove Donald Trump.
Well, I wrote the book really, and you're correct, wrote Killing the Deep State, because I want to show there's smoking gun evidence in the FBI. I mean, when you read the book, I think you're stunned that there is an actual coup d'etat effort ongoing, and I think it's still ongoing, to remove President Trump from office. And it included other operatives in the Department of Justice and the CIA, and they're the main deep state operatives, holdovers from the Obama administration that are New World Order in their orientation and really much more aligned with Hillary Clinton and basically hate Donald Trump and want him out of office.
It's very surreal to have somebody of your stature say what you just said. I mean, it sounds like a third world banana republic. How deeply entrenched is this deep state? And is Donald Trump, is he making progress? Is he winning? Is he draining the swamp? Is the swamp draining him? What's going on?
Well, the swamp creatures are biting back pretty hard. They're not going to go easy.
Yeah, I would say.
I point out the smoking gun evidence, I think, is really this conversation and email exchange between Peter Strozek, who is the head of the counterintelligence division of the FBI, a very senior position, and Lisa Page, who is an attorney in the FBI. They were having an affair. And in the office of Andrew McCabe, who was like number two or three of the FBI, now fired, by the way, Page and Strozek had this conversation in which they say they want to, they just hate Donald Trump. They think it would be a tragedy if he won the election, and they're conspiring to say, well, if he does win, we need an insurance policy so we can be sure to get him out of office by, they want to impeach him. And I think they settle on this Fusion GPS dossier, which the FBI never authenticated, never validated. They settled on that as the document they were going to use to try to get Donald Trump removed from office, get FISA court approval to do electronic surveillance.
It seems like a very historical moment. As you did research for this, did you find yourself placing this in some kind of historical perspective? How big a moment is this for America right now and what's going on?
Well, I think that's also a good question. I mean, I don't think we've ever had a time like this in the country. I mean, the Watergate, yes, involved crimes. It involved, the Republicans, Richard Nixon specifically, basically breaking into the office of the Democratic National Convention. But the Democrats weren't in power, and this was not a coup d'etat attempt. And so this one is really a whole level more serious, especially since this electronic surveillance information, I think fraudulently obtained by this misrepresenting this Fusion GPS dossier, at least in part, gets this information gets to the White House, and then Valerie Jarrett unmasks the names. She identifies the people who are in this, caught up in this web of electronic surveillance, and those names are leaked to the press. And, I mean, those are a series of violations which, you know, should constitute crimes. And since it was perpetrated in the advancement of keeping Donald Trump from being president, the electronic surveillance was going on even for some 6 months after Donald Trump was in the White House. And I doubt if he knew that the FBI was conducting electronic surveillance on his White House. I mean, it's preposterous, really, but it is a coup d'etat, and that's a treasonable crime.
It's actually reading the book, you know, and I know I've known a lot of this. Our audience has heard a lot of these things. The way you put it together and the order of it is so powerful. It's really stunning to see body that's supposed to be entrusted with our law, our Constitution, in violation of it. Let me ask you this, because from our side, meaning our audience, I think they're asking this question. We've been so used to being, you know, for lack of a better word, screwed over by our government, lied to, propagandized, whatever. And now we see Trump as some white knight in many ways. Does he realize, personally, do you get the sense he realizes he's in the middle of the war for basically our Constitution, our republic? Does he realize that?
I believe he does. He gave several speeches. I've known Donald Trump a long time in New York, and I think he understands the historical significance of the challenge ahead of him. You know, one of the another part of the book I think that's important, I build a compelling case in Killing the Deep State that Barack Obama is still secretly working behind the scenes to oust President Trump. He's almost like the wizard behind the screen. He's got a couple of operatives like Valerie Jarrett, who moved in with the Obamas to this mansion they bought in Washington, D.C. after they moved out of the White House. And it appears that President Obama is still working night and day against President Trump.
The book is Killing the Deep State, The Fight to Save President Trump, if you just joined us. We're talking to Jerome Corsi. In the book, you lay out a plan of attack, a counterattack, you say. You say that America, President Trump, has been propagandized, a war is going on that way, but there must be a counterattack. Let's talk about that counterattack.
Well, the counterattack that I propose is to really undermine those who are attacking President Trump. You can't do it. You can't undermine a propaganda attack with the truth. So you say there is no evidence of Russian collusion. Well, Robert Mueller, the special counselor, says, "Well, I haven't looked hard enough yet. I'll find it. I just need to keep looking," and that doesn't do it. What you have to do is you have to say, "Well, you know, Robert Mueller, it looks like, and Rod Rosenstein, number two in the Justice Department, were involved in covering up this information about." A Russian bribery scheme that was ongoing in the U.S. uranium industry. They covered it up before this Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States voted to sell Uranium One to the Russian state energy company. Now, when that sale occurred, the Clintons got $147 million into the Clinton Foundation, big payoff. But the point is, had Mueller and Rosenstein brought this information forward before the committee voted, the sale of the Uranium One to the Russian energy giant state corporation would never probably have gone through. And I think this is the basis, that cover-up, in which you could have a grand jury investigate Mueller and Rosenstein, and once they were under subpoena for a criminal investigation of which they were targeted, I doubt that Mueller could stay as special counsel or Rosenstein stay as number two in the Justice Department. So by showing the history of how these people have worked together, and you know, when you read my book, I think you're really going to be shocked about the deep connections between people like George Soros, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, and yes, the special prosecutor, Robert Mueller, I proved that all these people have been working together for decades.
It was refreshing but shocking in some ways how matter-of-factly you present some of this evidence. It's like, you know, the CIA benefiting from the drug trade, the NSA, the FBI, unhinged. You're not painting a very good picture of our government and why we're concerned. One of the key points that you've made is the DOJ, how corrupt it is. It seems like Donald Trump, what you're saying, Donald Trump has to mount some kind of counteroffensive. How key is that, and can the DOJ be any help at all?
I think Donald Trump's going to launch a massive offensive, and the DOJ and the FBI, maybe Donald Trump is right. The best solution is to destroy the building and start all over again. The corruption is rampant, and I think more than just through the top levels. There's a lot of corruption all the way through the organization that I find. But the point is that, for instance, there's nothing Hillary Clinton could have done that would have gotten her an indictment. You even see McCabe and Strozek, who are rewriting James Comey's statement to the nation on Hillary's email system, changing terms like grossly negligent in her use of classified information, which would have been a crime, to extremely careless. Not mentioning that President Obama had a pseudonym as a email address and password that he used to access Hillary Clinton's private email server when she was out of the country. Now, that would have been if Hillary had, instead they changed that to say a high government official, not naming President Obama. Of course, if Hillary had been indicted for misuse of government classified information over a private server, well, then President Obama would have equally been culpable because he accessed that private server and probably was exchanging, you know, classified information, but certainly when Hillary was out of the country and when it was most insecure. And these things were all covered up. They were all swept under the rug while the Department of Justice and the FBI went off on this, I think, witch hunt, trying to take the Fusion GPS dossier, which they knew to be not documentable, and using it as the basis for electronic surveillance of the opponent's campaign. I mean, all the information about Trump's campaign was now available to Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, because I don't have any doubt they were being shared that information. We know the White House was being shared, and I wouldn't be surprised if Hillary Clinton herself had access to that information.
There's the music for the break. We got a commercial, and then we got one more segment with Jerome Corsi, Killing the Deep State, the fight to save President Trump. We'll talk more about the DOJ, more about Sessions, and what's the most important thing now? What is the most important thing with Jerome Corsi? Stay tuned. You're listening to the Power Hour.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over these, like Strauss Hard Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown own small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Good news, ladies and gentlemen. Drone's agreed to go a little bit past the bottom of the hour here, another segment. So we got two segments with Drone Corsi, which is fantastic. His new book, he's a best-selling author, and I'm not just saying this. I get a lot of books. His book is so easy to read and comes together in such a way that by the time it's just jaw-dropping how he dispels the information to you. It's very, very well written. The name of it is The Killing the Deep State, Killing the Deep State, the Fight to Save President Trump. And, you know, looking from my perspective, our audience perspective, Trump's in a battle, in a war. And it's not just his war. It seems like it's America's war. This is the war for the last bastion of our republic. Will the deep state topple our republic? Will the people, the rule of the people, we the people, our endowment, our rights, our unalienable rights by God, will they rule? I think that's what's at stake. That's all. I mean, just nothing else. Just that. In the book, you talk a lot about the DOJ, how compromised they are. You've mentioned that. Let's go right to the top. Sessions. It doesn't seem like he's done a lot. What's the deal with Sessions? Is he a friend to Donald Trump and to America?
Well, I think I've known Jeff Sessions for a long time, and I think he is a friend to Donald Trump, and I think he's hearted in the right place. I think he's compromised. I think because of the discussions he had with Carter Page, this was the peripheral person to the Trump campaign that was the target of the electronic surveillance on Russia. And by the way, I think Carter Page was probably a Department of Justice undercover agent because he had done this before in another Russian sting in 2015. But I think Sessions is worried he might have said something. He might be indicted. But we just found out that McCabe had actually begun a criminal investigation of Sessions for his testimony, his confirmation hearing over things he said about Russia. I mean, they were out to get Sessions, too, and this deep state. And certainly McCabe and the other actors at the Justice Department and the FBI did not want Sessions coming in, thinking he was going to be really a tough and effective Trump loyalist. But I think it's been very disappointing what Jeff Sessions has done. I think it's because he's afraid at this stage of his life he doesn't want to spend the rest of his life under criminal indictment.
Well, reading your book, and I agree with, you know, at least most of what I've read, Trump has to take action and take action seriously. The only way you fight off a bully is the punch in the nose. And in this case, it means going right after probably Hillary, probably Comey, the like, Rosenstein maybe. How is that possible when the DOJ's compromised and Sessions has been basically neutered?
Well, I take the strategy to be, first of all, to get Mueller and Rosenstein under criminal investigation themselves for their cover-up role in this Uranium One Russian bribery scheme. I think that's a serious offense, and I think crimes were committed in not making that information available to the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States before it voted. There's other issues. They were also a cover-up combination during the HSBC, this banking laundering of money, which I write about, where the bank was laundering drug money and also terrorist money, and it was caught. I've in part caught it. One of the branch managers brought 1,000 pages of funds that were being used to launder money, and I recognized it and started writing about it. But I think the cover-up was they didn't want anyone to know that the CIA was involved in the drug running. I mean, there's any number of things you can get Mueller and Rosenstein on, and I think that Trump needs to insist a grand jury be called to investigate them both. When they're under investigation, they'll have to resign. And I think the Trump counterattack is, as I point out in the book, Hillary Clinton and John Podesta were the ones really colluding with Russia. They were being paid millions of dollars by Russia. I even list the bank accounts, the offshore accounts, the Russian oligarchs who were paying Hillary and John Podesta, not just for Uranium One, but also selling military technology to Russia under the reset, including this hypersonic technology that's now gone into making this Russian missile we can't shoot down. But I think there's plenty here to turn the tables and to begin getting a special prosecutor in place that will be able to investigate the Democrats, who I think were the ones really colluding with Russia and really trying to steal the presidency in a coup d'etat, preventing Trump from winning, and if he did win, to have a concocted, unverifiable basis, this Russian collusion theme, to try to impeach him.
This is all just stunning. I mean, it's hard to even grasp the weight of what you just said. How is he going to start an investigation when the DOJ is so compromised? Who will appoint the special prosecutor? We'll get to that question right after this break. One more segment with Jerome Corsi. He's been gracious enough to continue killing the deep state, the fight to save President Trump. That's the book. Stay tuned.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. Nutramedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Sometimes looking at this, seeing the news, seeing the calculated, what other word can you use? Stabbing, assassination of the presidency, materialistically. It's stunning. You get the feeling that Donald Trump is isolated. The new book by Jerome Corsi, Killing the Deep State, the fight to save President Trump, doesn't do anything to change that mindset. In fact, it makes it worse. It's a very good read. It just absolutely sucks you in, Killing the Deep State. And that's what we want to do. Jerome, is Donald as isolated as maybe the book to believe? Who is even there to be his friend, to even help him with his counteroffensive? I mean, give us a picture.
Well, I think Donald Trump's actually pretty capable of organizing it himself. He's always been operated with a very small staff. And, I think that the key here is that Donald Trump now recognizes just exactly what he's up against. I mean, look at my book. I've been banned by all the major networks, ABC, NBC, CBS. This book, Killing the Deep State, is going to be probably one of the best-selling books to date on the whole Trump presidency. It's been number one on Amazon. And yet I'm not going to get an interview with the New York Times or the Washington Post. I think Donald Trump understands that these mainstream media outlets are dead set against him. And they're part of the deep state propaganda machine that he's fighting.
We've heard rumors that there are sealed indictments or indictments on their way for a lot of these things, especially about pedophilia, that in the midst of all this, he is, stunning what he's accomplished, honestly. I would be in my room in the fetal position, I think. It's a stunning what he's done. Are there indictments on the horizon?
There are indictments, but I think the sealed indictments are more on the pedophilia and MS-13 cases. What I think is happening here is that the investigations we're going to see need perhaps the Inspector General's report to come out. There's going to be a turning point, and Donald Trump, I think, is staging that very quickly, where Mueller's investigations run out of gas. I mean, Mueller essentially indicted 13 Russians who are not going to come back to the United States to face trial for posting on the Internet, you know, the social media, that it did not affect the election. This is what the Department of Justice said, and Donald Trump was not involved, nor was his campaign, in colluding with these Russians. Now, if that's all Mueller has, Mueller is out of gas. And I think that's going to be apparent to the American people very quickly, if not already. And you're going to see increasing moves and demands from Congress that a special prosecutor be investigated to go after the real crimes that were committed during the election. That's by the Democrats. And
who is it? Let me interject right there. Who is it that would appoint the special counsel? Can Trump initiate this, or
no,
are we relying on Sessions?
It'd have to come from the Attorney General. And Trump may need to get a new Attorney General before he gets a special prosecutor. But I think once Sessions, if Mueller, you know, my staging of this would be to first make sure that Mueller and Rosenstein are under criminal investigation. Then they have to step down. And then at that point, I think Sessions could be fired without the political repercussions and a new attorney general appointed. There's some scenario here that Donald Trump will work out, but it's going to end up in a counterattack where he's going to be going after these people. But again, look at the odds. I mean, I don't think it's any surprise that just as my book, Killing the Deep State, is released, Director Jim Comey has, you know, from former director of the FBI, has his book coming out, and the press are going to fawn all over him. He's going to be, you know, the new victim, and he's going to talk about a higher calling. Yet Comey is the one who took this this Fusion GPS dossier to the FISA court on Russian collusion to get electronic surveillance on Donald Trump's campaign at least three different times. And yet when Comey was under oath, he told Congress that he thought that the Fusion GPS was lies. It was scurrilous. It couldn't be substantiated. Well, one time or the other, Comey was lying either to Congress or to the court. And, you know, one of those is allegedly a crime. Now, I think Comey shouldn't be a hero, but this, again, is part of what Donald Trump is facing, is the mainstream media, just like my book. The mainstream media does not want anybody to read Killing the Deep State, because when you do, I think you're sufficiently, as they say, red-pilled, you know, in the Matrix movie, you've now been opened up to the fact that there is deep corruption within the FBI and the Department of Justice, extending all the way up to the CIA, and this coup d'etat plan, which is treasonous, was well underway and has not yet been stopped within these departments.
Well, let me tell you a little bit my experience. I know pretty, you know, generally, most everything in the book, the generality of it. I've known that, right? I'm reading the book. I am just absolutely sucked in. And by the time I read it, and the way you write, you know, I've written a book. I know how hard it is to write and how to draw people in. By the time I'm done reading a chapter or even a few paragraphs on a subject, my mind is completely expanded on it. It's like you said it. It's like taking a red pill on this. I am stunned by the in your face tyranny that we are seeing, and it's just I just have to commend you, Jerome. What a fantastic book.
Well, thank you. And I think every American reading this book is going to be, you know, killing the deep state, is going to be stunned, because whoever thought we'd have a coup d'etat attempt in the United States to depose a president who was rightfully put into place by the Electoral College after winning a vote for presidency. I mean, this is, you know, this is astounding to me, including committing crimes, electronic surveillance, 6 months into the Donald Trump being in the White House, finding no Russian collusion, and month after month after month, the special prosecutor is still out there trying to indict someone. You know, even the little details.
Okay.
All this, I think, to me, is just completely astounding and a call for action.
All right. We've got a little bit of time left. Just quickly, do you think who's going to win here? Is America going to win? Is Trump going to win? Is the coup d'etat going to win? The deep state? How would you handicap this race right now?
I'm betting Trump wins, because I've known Donald Trump for a long time, and he always looks like he's going to lose just before he wins. He did that on the election. All the polls, everybody thought he's going to lose. He wins. Here, all the odds are stacked against him. He's got special prosecutor investigating him and everybody else daily. He's got the deep state conspirators still in place in the Department of Justice, the FBI, plotting against him. And the lies and crimes being committed, I document in the book, are ongoing. Yet, I think Donald Trump has a special kind of blessing by God, as it were. I mean, I think it's hard to explain, but he has a remarkable ability to pull through these difficulties. He always has, even in his business career. And I wrote the book, The Fight to Save Donald Trump, because I think it's imperative that Americans get behind President Trump and understand what he's dealing with. We've got to support him in this effort. We've got to turn back the mainstream media, which is lying to us.
There's been a lot of turnover in his cabinet. His lawyer team, his team of lawyers, Dowd has resigned. New lawyers, is this a good sign? Are we bringing in the A-team now, or what?
I think he first got rid of, you know, Reince Priebus, all the GOP establishment from Washington said they could do it for him. They didn't succeed in repealing and replacing Obamacare. They're gone. He got rid of the Wall Street crowd, Tillerson, and his advisors who were all basically good Goldman Sachs or Exxon. They're gone. He was trying to bring in Joe DiGenova, who I think is really going to be a good choice, at least to advise President Trump, because DiGenova is married to Victoria Townsend, whose client is William Campbell. And he is the whistleblower in the Russian bribery scheme in the uranium industry. And I think that Trump was on the track that I've outlined. And I think of course, they said Joe DiGenova had a conflict of interest and he couldn't join White House counsel. Of course, the Democrats blocked him. But President Trump can still talk to him. President Trump still knows the strategy. And I think if you read, deeply into killing the deep state, I do lay out a strategy for Trump to win, which is basically to launching this counterattack and to getting the Democrats. I think the Democrats are going to be sorry, ultimately, that they ever pressed this coup d'etat, because it's going to turn right back on them. And I believe Trump, it will succeed in ultimately bringing even treason or sedition charges against Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama.
Have you sent a copy of this book to Donald Trump?
There's an effort being made right now to get him a copy, yes. I believe he may have been put on his desk today.
On his desk, he needs to put it by his bedstand. He needs to read this thing. It's a fantastic hard copy. Jerome, if you can stay one more second. We got commercial and then one more second. If you can.
Sure, I can. I can. Certainly I can.
Fantastic. I got a couple more questions. Jerome Corsi, Killing the Deep State, The Fight to Save President Trump. Stay tuned.
normal blood pressure naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
On the Power Hour, we interview a lot of whistleblowers, a lot of really deep thinkers, people at the cusp of humanity, the cusp of mankind. And Jerome Corsi is one of those who is be able to peer into the fishbowl, so to speak, and come out with just these gems. And his new gem is Killing the Deep State. the fight to save President Trump. And it's not only saving President Trump, it's really saving America, saving our republic. Fantastic book. I was totally sucked in. Jerome Corsi is an excellent writer. Excellent writer, ladies and gentlemen. I highly recommend this book. He's agreed for one last segment. It's so good to be with you, Jerome. I'm going to ask you a little off-topic question. Something there's one thing that has just absolutely drove me insane about President Trump, really since before he was elected, and I want to ask you about it. His support of civil asset forfeiture is so against the Fourth Amendment and against the Constitution, it just drives me insane. What, do you have any thought about that?
Well, I've opposed it as well, and I think it's also a violation of the Fourth Amendment. The problem is, if you look at certain kinds of crimes, the ill-gotten gains of the crime are one you really want to confiscate. You don't want someone to be able to use those assets in their defense. And it's somehow offensive. I mean, it's off topic, but I can understand how Donald Trump feels offended by people who commit crimes and benefit from them and then want to keep the money. That's just the fundamental reaction he's got. If he thinks seriously about it or deeply about it, I'm sure he's going to ultimately understand that it is a violation of the Fourth Amendment. He would oppose it or restrict it to very narrow circumstances. But again, I know why it's an emotional reaction and a topic he has not given a lot of thought about. That's my guess.
We've seen a divided America and becoming more, maybe polarized is a better word. Of course, we saw the march, what have you. We've seen America wake up at the election. The turning point of our battle for our republic, to me, Donald Trump represents that moment. And it's not necessarily him. He's just the centerpiece of it. And will America turn back to its roots? Will it go towards globalism? To me, it's right here. Your book details that. This is the fight right here. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, that's like the last sentence of your book. Like, the fight's right here, right now. What is the most important thing that he must do, America must do right now?
Well, I think we've got to get back to the Constitution. We've got to take a hard look and support Donald Trump, because if this coup d'etat succeeds, and it is shocking. My book, it first shocks you when you read it, even if you know much of the information, it's still shocking. When you think hard that this is a coup d'etat, you would think it never would happen.
Yes.
In America, and it's happening. It's happening by people that we trust to enforce the law. I think the Obama administration had gotten so deeply into weaponizing and politicizing Department of Justice, the FBI, the IRS, that, and letting the NSA and the CIA do massive surveillance of the population. The left, this hard left, which wants a new world order, which thinks the United States is obsolete, that wants open borders and all the rest. I read at the end of it that the hard left hates the theme of make America great again. That's a little consequence of Donald Trump and his voters, who concluded that Hillary Clinton followed Barack Obama to the White House. The left's utopian dream was certain to turn into an Orwellian totalitarian nightmare. While it may take Trump two terms to complete the mission, there are already millions of Americans praying that God will afford him the opportunity to do so. And I said, concluded by saying the story of the 2016 election is that Hillary's deplorables won. The story written in the first year of Donald Trump's presidency is that those who voted for him expect him to keep on winning. And I think I expect him to keep on winning, too. And I think he'll turn back this coup d'etat. We're going to see criminal indictments. It may take a while. I think it may take a full year or longer. But I don't think Donald Trump would hesitate to bring even treason or sedition charges against Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. And clearly, it looks like some of the evidence of, unmasking the names of the electronic surveillance, leaking these to the press, these are major crimes committed at the White House level in an attempt to deny Donald Trump the presidency.
One of the things I love is how you detailed this coup d'etat, this propaganda machine. You go back to Russia. I think you mentioned China. And the attack that has been on Donald Trump. It's absolutely fascinating to look at it that way. The Constitution here, I was stunned early in his inauguration, or right after his inauguration, one of the first things he did, that news conference, when he pointed his finger back at CNN and said, "You are fake news. No, you're very fake news." He may have done more for America in that simple act than he may ever do. It may be his greatest accomplishment that he has flipped the script on corporate media. Is America waking up enough to corporate media that we can turn this tide?
I think so. But, you know, look, I'm still being blocked by all the major media, by the New York Times will not interview me, the Washington Post will not interview me. I'm not going to be on television with this book. Even Fox News is difficult to penetrate these days. And, you know, you're finding that the Internet and the radio talk shows like yours, these are the channels Americans are turning to. Donald Trump didn't have any mainstream media press. The New York Times, the Wall Street Journal trashed him during the campaign. ABC, NBC, CBS were just one step behind CNN and MSNBC in trashing Donald Trump. They're still doing it. But the vast majority of Americans, I think, see through this, except for the elite. You know, except for the... And the Democratic Party, I think, is going so far hard left that it was willing to entertain somehow or other in its insanity that a coup d'etat was justified because Donald Trump was evil in their view. He didn't go along with their agenda of identity politics. You know, he's not a saint. And, of course, Bill Clinton wasn't a saint either. But because he was on the left, the Democrats excused it. And these are the hypocrisies, I think, that the American people are seeing. Donald Trump has got to bring these conspirators who are in the coup d'etat to justice. He's got to get them indicted.
Has to. We're about to the end of the interview. Let me say personally and for all our listeners, thank you so much for your book. Thank you for coming on. I have so enjoyed talking to you. I am really surprised. One of Donald Trump's, and he said it repeatedly, he's talked about a republic. He's talked about our rights come from God, not man. We worship God. We worship family. We don't worship bureaucracy. I haven't heard a president say that in a long, long time, maybe my whole life, my whole adult life for sure. This is what we're fighting for. This is what I feel at this moment, and I feel that we can push through and that we are pushing through. Last thought to yours, Jerome Corsi. We've got about 30 seconds.
Well, I just want to make sure everybody knows that the book is Killing the Deep State, and the subtitle is The Fight to Save President Trump. It's available everywhere in bookstores now. My name is Corsi, Jerome Corsi, C-O-R-S-I, and you can find it on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and BooksAMillion.com.
Well, thank you, Jerome. Killing the Deep State. God bless you.
New Mana, the true pioneer of healthy, storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. New Mana is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. New Mana is GMO-free, contains no high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. New Mana's great-tasting and easy-to-fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the Revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to NewMana.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. New Mana, food storage you'll love to eat.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.